What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to About Even for another week. It is the number one betting show on planet Earth. Thank you to Neds for your support, without whom we would not be able to do this show. We love you, Neds. We love you, Neds. You would have been able to follow along, and I know this is an early accountability, but you would have been able to follow along on all of our bets if you jump on the Neds profiles, which is in the app. Also, the About Even group. Anyway, fellas, how are we? We good?
Good. Mate, good. It feels good to be like number one punting show. That's all I'll say. Yep. It just feels good to say that.
Yep.
And the numbers reflect it. So shout out to the punter and the dribbler. Yep. Good to be here, Tom. Good to be here. Yep. Ready to rip.
We ready to rip? Roo, yeah, how you going down there, mate?
Yeah, I just filmed.
Be quiet to start.
Yeah. Be quiet, Roo. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a tough few weeks. I just did Beers and Break Evens with Timmy, and he said to me, "Oh mate, people are buying Justin Olam. What are your thoughts?" And I bagged the shit out of Justin Olam, as I do, and then I sat there and thought, did that a week ago.
Yeah.
And it fisted me dry.
Yep.
There were breadcrumbs. We'll get to that bit, but there were breadcrumbs.
Yeah, there were. There were.
You've just got to be more diligent.
You got to listen.
You've got to be more diligent. You got to
no
be more diligent.
Anymore, dude.
The amount of bets that the listener could get right off the back of the show is
that's
immeasurable.
What you talk about when you're talking about number one betting show is because if you're a bit of a dum dum and just like whose bet should I copy in this game? If you're smart enough, there's at least 7, 8, 9 crumbs an episode.
Yeah, those
crumbs get up
because the crumbs get up. The bets rarely get up, but the crumbs, fucking hell.
The crumbs there is usually a huge one. If your bet gets shit on, it gets up.
Yeah,
that's probably the biggest crumb that I can speak to.
Yep. How are you, Rando, over there?
Back to reality for me after that big loss against the Broncos.
No
first Monday, not having a grilled burger either. That was a bit annoying, but yeah.
The Cowboys stunk.
I know. Couldn't catch a bomb to save their life
at
all, which was pretty disgusting. So every time Adam Reynolds kicked a torp, I just kind of closed my eyes and prayed that the commentators weren't talking about another drop ball.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, Reno must have been listening to the potty because we were like, just put the fucking thing up.
Yeah.
When you're like 30 out.
Yeah, put her up. Yeah. Just put her up.
Reno clearly listens.
Reno, are we feeling the term flat track bullies potentially entering the conversation?
No, not just yet.
I wouldn't mind 50 this week on the fucking
tight. Yeah, I don't mind a flat track this week.
Downhill skiers.
Go for it.
Yeah. We'll be wet. We'll be wet in Townsville. Wet all week, actually. There's a spoiler. But
spoiler.
Fuck, there's wetness everywhere.
Don't spoil that.
But you, I mean, like a officially wet or like potentially wet?
When I come up with the millimeters, you will know it's wet.
Oh, fuck.
Torrential, we're talking.
Okay. Torrential.
Torrential.
Jesus Christ.
That might change a few things. Let's get to some accountability, Ed.
Let's do it. Panthers 22 defeated the Roosters 16. I was at Tedesco away at either team less than 12 and a half. Tommy was a to'o away.
That's almost bad beat territory for me, being a to'o away.
Did he look likely?
I think you just don't like the left-hand side for Penrith almost doesn't exist.
I know, but fucking Jerome Luai was the dominant ball player, and that was Tom's winning, so I'm expecting
what he does
a bit.
I had May, and it was May super coach. And good on him, Luai. He gets it, and then he does that jink in and out and goes back the other way.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
it was doing my fucking
stop jinking.
Yeah. I'd like do some jinking, but like,
but
no, let's.
But don't jink exclusively.
Let's get Brian the fucking ball at 2:30. Thank you very much.
Taylor May denied Sebo, and neither team to score 20-plus denied the Roo.
That was almost over in the first half, wasn't it, Roo?
Well, Penrith won 22-16, so that's your bad beat in this game, boys. Mm. Very tight.
That was tough, actually.
True.
Upon reflection.
Rabbitohs 20 defeated the Bulldogs 16. Red, the whole board.
Yeah, whole board.
Whole board's red.
Do we blame Rando for that one? Did he talk us into Carras?
Did he talk us into Carras? He basically made me fucking deep throat Carras.
You know the worst part? The worst part was when Josh Adokar came off at halftime, he was a left winger too, and I thought surely he gets some meat, but
I felt I felt angry. I couldn't remember, but I remember like as I was I felt angry at Rando.
I did say the duo bet. I did say combo with Connor Tracy or Blake Wilson at the time. So
but Carras like didn't score.
But the right side, right edge got they
but Carras
right
didn't
edge.
School, though.
Yeah, I know that.
Interesting, though. Okay. Broncos 38 defeated the Cowboys 12. If your team showed a bit of fucking ticker, my bet gets up. Bad beat. Cowboys into Val. That denies me. Nanai and Saylor, no good. No felt for Sebo. Disappointing. Yeah. Felt's let you down multiple times,
I'm deciding to just like look at this year in teams with sides. And like the Cows just don't go right anymore. Panthers just don't go left. And it's like I'm refusing to do it anymore. Like just guys who used to bang all the time aren't banging anymore. You got to look at the sides.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah,
Felt, the sides.
Felty 0-2 ever since you mentioned felt hats, so maybe that might be the reason.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
It's going to fuck my bet this week.
Maybe.
Also. Special mention goes to Rue, who had 5 legs.
Wow.
Cowboys 1-12. Felt. Sailor. Both teams over 20 points. You had Val, but fuck.
But like one from 5 yeah, but like legs.
Walk us through
that's
that.
That's a lot of legs for you getting one.
$102.50, how good that? Yeah, righto, bro.
When the started to roll in there, I thought I was going to get 5 of them. So stoked to only get 4, to be completely honest with you. Yeah, it's been a tough start.
But obviously now that you are getting, well, I'd hope you're getting a little feel for how to punt, that, you know, $102.50 fucking odds and all those try scores are just a bit bold.
Look, boys, beautiful. When I turned on the telecast and I saw the heavens open up and it was pissing rain, I thought, I'm in some curry here.
Yeah.
102 is looking bold. So, hearing Rando mention that it's going to be raining all weekend has me absolutely shitting myself. Because I don't know about you guys, but none of my bets fit a rainy weekend.
You need Preston in like every team.
Yeah. No, I actually haven't got rainy bets.
I've got a couple of bets you could argue maybe slightly.
There might
rainy,
be wholesale changes, which is going to be music to Cody's ears.
Yeah, I'd stop what you're doing over there, Cody.
Yeah, I'd fucking hold the fort, bro. Dragons 20 defeated the Seagulls 12. This was the worst game of the round.
Yuck.
Seagulls were fucking toilet. There's only one way up. Only one way to go from here, really, I think. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Manly 13 plus, Tommy and Brooks for Tommy Burns next to me. They all fail to get up. Cooler and Hamole gets up. I had DC and Hamole. DC doesn't do anything for me. Seb Manly minus 21.5 alt line. Gross. Second half most tries. No. Guru Garrick. No. Turbo. No. Lomax. No. Lippy Sully. No. Dragons 13 plus. No. No. Dolphins 30 defeated the Titans 14. We're a JMK away from glory, gentlemen. Yeah.
I know.
A JMK away from glory. JMK let the fucking boys down. Big time. Fish and Hammer. That all gets up. Minus 4.5 for Tommy. That gets up. Lippy bangs. Finns minus 2.5. Herbie. The Lippies are going pretty well this year.
That was Slade Morley as well, remember, of the great biggest unit scuba of all time.
No, I know who Slade is, mate. I know who Slade is. And shout out to him, one of the greats.
He punch was, okay. He was unlucky on that Dragons bet as well, right? Because they surely got over. The 13 plus, he was the only drama. And Manly score late to take it 12? Maybe not. But
yeah.
No, Hamole scored in like the 70th minute. I think we've
cut through like a lot of like early Lippies. It's like, you know, when you go into battle, you send all the shit kickers first.
Yeah.
And then you get to kind of the more heavily armed guys. And that's what we're facing with the Lippies because...
No, they're starting to bring some heat. Yeah. They're starting to bring some heat, Lippies, which I welcome the charge because you've been pure shit for a long, long time. Simple as that. Warriors 20 defeat the Knights 12. A lot of red on the board, but there was a man who chanced his arm, if I'm going to use a Tom Birmingham pronunciation. Sebo with the double stake, RTS wise, minus 6.5 talked.
Yeah. I think there was one moment in the game. And this is why punting's so good, because someone made a break. I don't know which Warriors players did, and he was like on the outside, and you see multiple people pushing up inside him, and you're just like, which one's RTS? You know what I mean? And then you see him for that split second before he's not the one chosen to go over, and you're just like, fuck! But that like 3 seconds, maybe even 2 seconds, you're just like on a high, you know what I mean? You're like, pick him, because I knew the line was sorted. RTS got close. He had a fucking good game. But just after that opportunity went, I'm like, okay, it's over. But it was good to just bring a bit of double staking back in the game because that emotion I'm just talking about, you get it double when you double stake.
Very nice.
Yeah, that'll be tough though. $4.13 double stakes. Yeah, that's
at least you didn't triple it.
No.
Sharks 36 defeated the Raiders 22. A lot of red in this game fucking as well. Hell. I didn't expect. Unders was just calling to me all fucking week and couldn't have been further from the truth. It was a little bit of a case of do the opposite last week a lot of the time. 36, 22, what's that? 58 points, right.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Raiders 4.5 plus nut. Raiders nut. Raiders plus 8.5 nut. Chris nut. Tomoko nut. Huddy nut. Hosking nut. Golden Point nut. So a lot of nuts.
It was poo city.
Final game of the round. Easter Monday.
Match of the round. The corner.
Historical fixture. Tigers, Eels, Combank, full house, just about full house. Tigers 17, defeat the Eels 16. Tommy Birmingham, take it away.
Listen, I said it on Monday when it all went down, like, I'm back. And there's a part of me that's like, you don't know how to fucking feel necessarily when you're back, because I've been down in the doldrums for so long. And then you hit the biggest bet of the year, 33.95. You guys all shit on me as well, which made it even better. It's not a Voldemort bet, but it clearly was because it got up. I'm in the muck with the Mystics. It's almost, it's a Mystics bet. It's a Voldemort bet.
No, I think
it's a fucking,
different.
It's a, it's not, because Voldemort is a Mystics by trade.
The Dark Arts and Mystics, two different things.
No, they're not, mate. They're not at all.
Hang on, Sebo's going into the woods and met the Mystics.
It's witches and shit, dude. That's what the Mystics was. It was witches around cauldrons, and Voldemort is the preeminent witch of our time. And I was in there with Voldemort. And listen, you can't even speak. I hit the bet. I hit the fucker, so I know what it was, bruh. And listen, I just want to calm the people out there. I know that 99% of you are calling for me to go up on the board with a Hall of Fame, an immortal bet. It's not. As much as I appreciate you, and on some level I completely agree, it's not an immortal bet because the odds just aren't there. That's all. If the odds were there, if the odds were around your 50s, then yeah, I'm up there and I'm swinging my dick with the greats. But that's just not what it is. Is it the biggest bet of the year? Comfortably, by a country rugby league mile. And I haven't seen the leaderboard yet, so it may have done absolutely nothing for my fate, because I'm pretty far behind as it is. But it is just nice to get that off the back.
I've done something.
Get it off the back. Mate. Get me fucking moving. Get me, you know, get me into the flow of things now. And again, not having looked at the leaderboard, it does, and I don't know how many bets you've hit. I know you've hit quite a few, but it does put all of the rugby league pressure in the world back on my dear friend down the end there, rugby league guru, just in the sense of like,
well,
what have you done
you
for me lately?
You haven't seen the leaderboard yet, and we don't want to get carried away.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Don't get carried away.
We will get down to the leaderboard. Unit scoopers.
Inspired.
Like Sebo with his Ozaki, 3 from 8. Just pathetic stuff, really.
Well, considering none of you got a single leg across the
line. But I only had... I only had one leg to get. Guru, I don't think you've hit a leg in the unit scooper.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
I don't know. Honestly, don't.
Guru's in the fight of his life.
Guru in the hot seat. We're getting down to the business end, sort of. Guru throws it away with the Smithies. I'll give you the lay of the land, punters and dribblers. This is week 7, so you got to get week 7, week 8, week 9, week 10, week 11. You got to get 5 bets right to win. Burmo's in this week.
Yep.
I don't think he can throw it now. I think he needs to put his head down, his bum up, and rip and tear and try and get some bets. Maybe get 2, then maybe Sebo gets 2, and then maybe I win. You know what I mean? That'd be nice. But we'll see. Pressure's on now.
My missus goes to me yesterday. She goes, did you win your hot seat bet? I went, no, but yes.
Well,
it's actually the only bet I won this weekend.
Yeah. Because I got confused when you put it up on your story and you go, Guru goes bang or some shit. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? Did that bet get up?
Yes, like, it did.
Yeah, technically. I don't know what I'm going to do this hot seat this week. I haven't even thought of my bet.
It's turned into chess right now. Yeah, it has.
This is real survivor shit.
Yeah, like, you could technically throw it.
Do we have an immunity idol anywhere? Like,
immunity idol. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, like if you find it in the office, you get to like skip your week.
Yeah. But I hide it and I can look for it.
Yeah.
Right. Weekly leaderboard. Tom wins with 0.63. Well done, mate. Well
nice
done.
Nice to be in the green.
Lippy.
No one else clapping for me there? Was it just...
No.
Okay, no, that's fine.
8 from 25 legs. Lippy, second, 1 from 9. -0.41. Guru, -4.51. I was -6.61. And Sebo, -7.23. So the leaderboard, Lippy back in the lead, which is so edge. So we're going to put that back in the middle.
My God, dude.
That's what I was saying before. These Lippies have got some fucking tenacity this year.
Yeah, they do.
They got some real gusto, which I like.
Lippies are in the lead.
and punning okay. 4 from 34 is not bad. 11.76.
Jesus Christ.
-10.98 units. I am second, 5 from 37, 13% of my bets, 39% of my legs, -11.29, so just behind. Guru, third, One from 37 going at 2.7%, 20% of his legs, which is horse shit, and minus 19.79, and tied in last now.
Wow.
Literally tied.
Yeah, wow.
Dead even.
That's good
at
stuff.
The bottom, although Tom is technically more at the bottom.
And why
I'll explain
is that?
Why. Yeah. It's minus 24.16. I looked at it and I made an executive decision as head of accountability that Sebo with 2 from 37 bets bests your 1 from 37 and his legs of 30 from 92 at 32% bests yours of 26 of 92 at 28%.
Like a points differential.
So you're behind on point on bet percentage and leg percentage.
I think if it went to like the final round and it was to who was the loser though, I think you go for a bet off one game. Try and like change.
Well,
the
if
stars.
It's like the Premier League where it's with goal difference, it's a pure score. Yeah, that's what the leg percentage.
We're in the content game.
But that's what the leg percentage is
but
for.
But we're in the content game.
The leg percentage is there for no reason.
You'd have a bet. He's nervous. Like, he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm already last anyway.
It's highly unlikely that we get a draw, Joey.
highly unlikely.
What a start to the season, hey? Yeah. That is a fucking. That's but, a ripper. What was the. Like, you won with negative 35 last year.
Yeah.
Just to be on negative 24 already is fucking inspiring stuff.
Oh, it's good stuff. And that is accountability.
One of our best. All right, punters and dribblers. First game we have is the Storm v. the Broncos down in Melbourne, Amy Park. $1.42 for the Storm, $2.90 for the Broncos. The line is 7.5 rugby league points. And the total is 39.5. Rando, always good to hear from you again, my friend. What can you tell us about this game?
Well, it's going to be one of the drier games this weekend. 17 and dry down in Melbourne. The Storm, they have won their last 11 games at Amy Park, which is their longest winning streak at the venue ever. Broncos, they haven't won at Amy Park since 2016. They've lost their last 7 games at the venue. They've failed to cover the line in 5 of their last 6 at the venue as well. Cam Munster is back for the Melbourne Storm, which is good news for Ryan Pappenhausen because he has scored in 7 of his last 8 games with money when he is playing fullback. He's amounted 12 tries in those 7 games.
I like that. I like that. I'll take us away. I didn't look into any statistics. That's not going to shock anyone, but I got a vibe for the Storm. I know they've got fucking men back in a big, big way, and Melbourne's a fortress, always has been. I like Pappenhausen. I've been on him a lot this year, and he's banged for me multiple times. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago when I shit down Tom's throat, Pat was a big part of that. Pat was a big part of that. And I'm not going to walk away from a man that's banging the house down for me. Never. Nick Meaney as well. Nick Meaney's been good to me this year, and that's basically my bet, punters and dribblers. I'm looking to men that have done a fucking job, blokes that'll roll up the sleeves, get out of the fucking trenches, and rip in for me. And that's Pap and Meaney all day long, 6:20. I'm not setting the house on fire, baby. I'm not going for glory. I'm going for units, and that's what this bet delivers.
The first of potentially 8 bets that I change on the fly today. Good fun.
Well, you can only change them off the back of Rando, just so you know, Guru. You can't have any just random changes. You can do a control C, control V as well.
I can add Pappy there, right?
You can add
Pappy. Yeah, so you can add Pappy based off his.
You can only bounce off what he's got.
So you could add Pappy. You could take out one try scorer for Pappy.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can. Can I take out a leg?
You can take out two tries.
What leg?
I had either team under 10.5. I thought it was going to be raining. It's not. So can I take that out for Pappy? Is that?
Well, because it was weather, yeah.
Yeah.
It was weather related. He said it was going to be dry.
Yeah. Okay. Gonna dry.
Cool. I'm going to have my bet this week is going to be Ryan Pappenhausen into Eli Katoa in this game. I thought it was going to be raining, which it's not apparently. So Eli Katoa into Ryan Pappenhausen as I scramble.
Watch it piss down.
Yep. $8.57, which may have actually been the exact odds I had anyway. Yeah, 8.47.
Unless you're up at 4 a.m. on Thursday in Melbourne, you won't see rain.
Okay. That's confidence. I like confidence, but I never trust Rando. That is something to live by. I had Mariner and Meaney anytime. Mariner, I just had to take someone on the Broncos. It was a double-ended approach because this round is fucking is tough to tip, I feel. And that being said, every single round has been tough to tip for me. I'm now just going to add Paps in, 1385. So Meaney and Paps to go get over for the Storm, and then you throw in a Mariner, 1385. I don't mind it. I actually don't mind that bet. Seba?
Well, I obviously don't mind it because two legs are similar to mine. I just hope Dean doesn't score.
Well, that's mean spirited of you, mate. Obviously, you're intimidated after my fucking Easter.
No, I just like when you lose.
It's all right.
I enjoy it.
It's an intimidated factor. I get it. I can feel it.
I obviously took Pap off the back of Rando. I had Storm and Cobbo, Storm minus 7.5, sorry, the line. And what I feel it's like an old sailor's knot. You know, like if you try to tie a knot, you'd just be shit, but a sailor can just tie a knot really well. In terms of punting, taking the line and another person on the other team try scoring, you just get good odds, you know what I mean? So if you had Storm, Cobbo and Pappy, mate, I've lost myself here. I've got those three.
Oh, no, he's tied the knot around his fucking head.
Yeah, no, I have 13.56 for those three. But when you take Cobbo out, it goes to fucking like $3. You know what I mean? So like Cobbo in there, because he's on the other side, adds so much value. So Cobbo nearly scored twice last week. Mm. He's probably owed one. Pappy, yeah, Rando said. So 13.26.
No. So like basically what we just heard there was if you take a try score from the other side whilst picking the other team to win, you're odds
with the, yeah, with the line.
With the line.
Yeah, but yeah, to go from $3 something.
Do you know where the odds go up so much?
Yeah, because you've taken the other side.
Because they contradict each other.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, though. But to go from Pappy and Storm, it's like 350. You throw in a Cobbo,
dude,
who's
why
a
centre. Why don't you throw in another Broncos player? I reckon the odds will go up again.
Yeah.
good stuff. Yeah. Who's our lippy this week?
I forgot his name, but he's one of the guys. I'll get his name up now. He's one of the guys. A few people reached out about the thumping, pumping kind of.
Yeah,
pumping,
but there was one person that I screenshotted, sent it to.
I know. I tried to find his name in the DMs and I couldn't find it. So I just had to go another one.
Oh, stiff shit.
Yeah.
Man.
So like I searched his name.
Tough titties, but as they
then,
say.
This guy. His name is, drum roll,
so,
George.
George.
It's George. George. Have we got a lot? No, it's just George.
Just George.
Oh, George Slade.
George another Slade.
Wow.
Last name Slade.
George Slade. Wow. Yeah. Okay. For those of the for those curious, a pumping is 20 plus points, as in that's the margin of defeat. 30 plus is a thumping, 40 plus is a humping, just so you know.
Pumping, thumping, humping.
Yeah, and if cool, someone could keep track of who gets pumped, thumped, humped the most this season, it'd be great just to know.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
If there's someone out there.
Yeah.
Well, there's someone who's fucking tracking our bets on About Even and fucking burying me every week, so it's probably good. Like, you can also attribute that autistic sort of nature that you've got there for following. Please also, pumping, thumping, humping metrics or charting.
I feel like another Slade didn't get the attention it deserved.
I was trying to, I mean, we've got another Slade in it, and like, it almost makes me fucking a little intimidated because the Slade, like, we're losing to the Lippy right now.
Yeah, but I will say, like, maybe it's because it wasn't the first name. Like, you know what I mean? Slade as a first name.
Slade as a first name is so hectic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
True.
Well, it's still good as a last name, but
it's not as
it's
impressive.
Not, it's nowhere near as cool. Sorry. Still what's his first cool name? George.
Yeah.
True. That's,
you know what I mean?
George is not, there's nothing wrong with the name George, but it does. It sort of doesn't. But
like if you're making a movie poster and it's George Slade, like it's like no one's going to say that movie. No. If you make a movie poster, Slade,
yes,
whatever his name,
yeah.
Or George in the jungle like that. It's the in the jungle that does all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Storm 1-12, Pat Mariner for shit Slade.
Yeah, there we go. Dogs and Roosters at Coors Stadium, worst place to watch rugby league on the face of God's green earth. 375 for the Doggies, $1.28 for the Roosters. 10.5 points is the line, and the total is 37.5. Rando.
Get the umbrellas out, boys. It is going to be torrential in Sydney and in New South Wales. 40 to 80 millimetres expected. So it will be wet, and
fuck,
the wet favours the Dogs here. They've won three of their last four games in the rain. Roosters, they have lost their last four games in the wet, going 0-3 last season. The favourite in the Bulldogs' last seven wet games have failed to cover the line as well. The Roosters' last five in the wet have gone unders, so maybe a Doggies into an unders could be the play here. For try scorers, Teddy is your best man here. 13 tries in 11 games against the Dogs. He's scored in his last four games against the Dogs, scoring seven tries in those four games. He has scored in his last four games at a core as well. It's going to be slippery. It's going to be wet. He's third in the league for tackle breaks, averaging six per game. Look at him to possibly slip through.
I don't
but
know.
You ne- but you need, but don't you need a wet weather operator if it's going to be like, I just think Tedesco will slip over the whole time.
He's a slipper.
Yeah, he slips over in the fucking draw.
Yeah. If he slides from the 20-meter line, he'll probably get there.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, he slips the wrong way. He's not diving. He's slipping.
I mean, I had Teddy, but I had Roosters 13+, which I'm obviously going to take out on the back of Rando's stats there. So maybe, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go just Teddy solo. You get fuck all value for it, but I don't want to overthink it. 230. I feel when I overthink it on the fly, that's where I fuck up.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. I found a couple. I got a couple of bets like this week, and I'm just going to do it. I have Angus Crichton anytime. But the Dogs being fucking...
Oh, okay, I'll take over. Here's what I'm going to do, because you're all over the map.
Yeah,
Dogs plus 10.5. That's a big fucking line if it's going to be wet and the Roosters hate playing wet weather footy. Like, fucking oath. Give me that. Give me that.
80 mils.
Like, I feel 80 mils. Give me 10.5 points. 80, give me 10.5 points. And I tell you who's a fucking wet weather operator? Josh Curran. Yeah, fucking oath. On an edge, doing a job. Yes, please. Yes, please. Okay. Crash over, baby, in the driving rain. Josh Curran, plus 10.5, doggy, 6.15. That's a bet.
Right second row.
That's a wet weather bet.
Right second row was the top try scorer for the Dogs in the wet last week.
I will just say on Josh Curran, playing right second row, as you said, there's a kid making his debut off the bench who's a right edge second row. I think they'll shift Curran into the middle.
What is his name, Guru?
Katoga, his name is. He impressed in the trials. He'll come off the bench.
11.50 anytime?
I wouldn't be shocked if he potentially starts.
11.50
And then Curran in the middle.
Yeah, I reckon that, mate, you look at the Bulldogs middles. They're probably not far away from giving me a phone call at the moment. So,
I'm going to have to go Kikau then.
That's what I'm thinking.
Kikau, 8.83. Kikau goes in. Thank you, Roo. You're a very nice man.
I've added Kikau into my... I've got Angus Crichton. I'm putting Kikau in.
Jeez, that's a pretty good-looking bet. Dogs at 10 and a half,
Kikau. I need to have some dog in there. I can't just have fucking...
Yeah, because I reckon they go better in the rain. Where it's like, I think I watched an episode of Deadliest Warrior, Russian Spetsnaz versus American Green Berets. AK-47s aren't as good as an M16, but you throw a bit of mud and sand, M16 jams up and fucks out. AK-47 just keeps firing.
That's they a do. Great fucking... Like, as that's per, actually a really good...
As per... What's that movie called? Nicolas Cage.
Lord of War.
Lord of War. I mean, you learn a lot about an AK on Lord of War.
There's a great scene.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
I had Angus Crichton in there. He's returning to the starting side. Friend of the show. Good, positive energy, positive vibe bet. But hearing the Dog's proclivity for fucking ruining the party, I have to take a double ender on this one. Throwing in a kick out. If it's wet weather, I also don't hate this. Like, it's just going to be short passes to back rowers running hard and fast, rugby league lines. Crichton and kick out anytime is 28.30. I don't know if that seems like a lot or not a lot. It feels like a lot, but it's also like they're fucking back rowers, so it's not.
Feels like a lot.
It feels like a lot.
Yeah, Crichton's playing like 4.50 or something.
I'm actually not mad at that. Those odds are pretty horny.
Roo?
I'm lost. Very much so lost. I think that you guys are putting a lot of trust in Rando over there, which is bold.
Yeah.
I've looked at this game, I've eyeballed it, and I went Angus Crichton. I like him returning in this game, point to prove. And I had Daniel Tupu in there. I think that doggy's right side is where they'll attack. I can just see myself doing what you guys have done, changing my bets, throwing Bulldogs in there, and then I get to the end of the week and fucking Tupu and Gus have crossed, and I go, you moron.
Yeah.
Don't outthink the room. I'm just going to stick with what I started the week with. Daniel Tupu, Angus Crichton, 9.57.
I will say this. You've been on the show, this is your seventh week, and you've already learned a valuable lesson, which is don't always follow Rando. In fact, you could argue never follow
him. It's terrible when the whole panel follows me, especially Tom, I think.
But listen, I still like wetness. Wetness is still wetness, right?
Yeah.
Wetness, even if Rando, you know, is the one that said it.
Yeah.
Wetness
still.
I love to side bet the line.
But is wet
for the
still
dogs.
Wet? Is wetness still wet?
No, wetness is always wet. Whereas statistics can be fucked.
Yes.
You can't be wrong about wetness.
You can't be wrong about wetness
unless it's not wet.
How many mils did you say?
Sorry,
how many mils?
40 to 80 millimeters. Yeah,
so that's wetness.
That's very wet.
That's
heavy
just
showers.
Wetness.
Yeah,
wetness is wetness.
No,
right?
that's moisture.
It doesn't matter about statistics. It's about wetness.
Yep,
and that's why you take Dogs plus 10.5 because it's wet.
Any kick out. And then our Lippy of the beta Slade, he is Roosters minus 10.5, Brandon Smith anytime. Jeez, Rando stats would beg to differ. 622 there.
Cheese is a bit of a wet weather guy, though.
Cheese is, but yeah. Brewster's minus 10.5.
Anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. We move on to the Knights v. the Dragons at the very undeserved 8 p.m. slot on Friday night.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think there's someone who's been shot at NRL HQ. This is at McDonald Jones Stadium. $1.44 the Knights, $2.85 for the Dragons. The line 7.5 and the total is 38 on the nose, is it? Is that correct?
Yep.
Rando, what's up?
As I mentioned, it will be wet as well. Same conditions. The Dragons, home away from home, is Newcastle. They've only lost 3 times at McDonald Jones since 2003, winning 14 out of 17 games. Similar to the Dogs and Roosters, obviously being played in a pool, the Dragons have won 4 of their last 6 games in the wet. All 6 games were as the underdog as well, while the Knights, they didn't play wet weather footy at all last year. So this will be their first game in the wet since 2022. Looking at try scorers, the best one here that I could find is Ponga. He has scored in his last 3 games against the Dragons, and the opposing fullback has scored the most tries against the Dragons this year. And Turbo probably should have scored last week,
well,
but he gave that
I
last
was on
minute
him heavily
offload.
For first try scorer.
Do your stats go as deep as finding if Ponga scored in the wet?
Yeah, I can go that far. Give me a second.
So I need to know that.
Yeah, because like, it's like, what's his wetness? Like, what's he like?
Because he's
wet.
A quick operator, but if he's swimming,
what's
to the
he
trial
what's
line.
He like drenched?
Yeah,
that's what you need to know.
Absolutely, that's the real.
I'll
test
get back to you, Sebo.
Can he fuck in the rain? That's what we need to know.
Can he fuck while sopping wet? this is one where the odds sort of surprise me, but with these wet weather games, I've just been going for like, what could happen in a wet weather game of footy? Like nothing crazy. I'm not going for like wingers and shit. I'm trying to think of like just wet weather operators. Now, when Manly got fucked in the ass by the Dragons last week, Jack Bird was a presence. He was running so hard. He was steaming over the top of the people and it just caught my eye. Now, I didn't like that he was doing it to us, but I am now not having to view Jack Bird in the prism of ruining my Saturday. So I like Jack as just a hard-running center, short ball off the half. Don't say something that's going to fuck my bet here.
No, I was actually going to say just another breadcrumb from last week. You might remember I went the Jack Black bet. He was the only number 4 with the initials JB last week.
Oh, yes.
He was begging
for
it.
So maybe he goes over now as well to fuck Rue even more. Again, you throw Jack Bird and then you throw in a Tyson Frizzell. Again, just hard running back rower, just getting the job done in the wet. 29.62.
Not bad.
Don't mind that. You mentioned fucking the Rue there. And I have gone Kai Piss Paul every single week. I have decided to move off him this week, and obviously that was the green flag for the other boys to get on him. They'll get to that soon, which has me petrified. But I'm going to go in the wet, either team by less than 10.5. I'm going to go Tyson Frizzell. I think he started the season really, really well. $10.79, but I am petrified to not be on Kai Pierce-Paul, whose dick has been hitting the back of my throat. For the first minute.
Yeah, exactly. And can I be honest with you? That's your problem. You've come on way too strong. Yeah. Kai Pierce-Paul's like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
With like, you know, you're coming on really strong and really clinging. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's been on the blow to the cops because you're getting stalker vibes off the roof. Mm. And it's just put him off. It's put him off. Whereas I'm going to come in nice and easy. I'm just going to go, mate, if you want to grab a beer, let's grab one. We can shoot the shit if you want. We can maybe have a punt. You know, play a bit of pool, just chill the fuck out.
Right.
If the mood strikes, we'll have a couple of rums, maybe a couple of tequilas. Maybe we'll play the pokes. You know, really relaxed stuff instead of you just mouthing him all the time. Mm. And I think with a delicate approach, you know, one that doesn't turn him off, he's likely to score this week. I'm going to put Lomax in there to boost me. Odds 11.28.
I can't say much more for Kai Pierce-Paul than Eddie just said. Obviously, hoping Rue wasn't on him. I've got him in my Supercoach team as well. I'm not going to go into it. I am interested, though, Rando, if you've gotten those rain Ponga stats.
I do. 5 tries in his last 8 games, Sebo.
In the rain? Okay, perfect. KPP and Ponga, 10-14.
KP bet.
KP and a KPP.
Yeah, it's a real KP bet.
Is there any concern from the both of you? And I'm speaking to you here because you're obviously talking about like taking KPP out for, like, you know, a bit of a good time, but, like, he's going to be hanging around as well. Twos
but
are coming,
he,
threes are
nah,
crowds.
But it's the nature of it, right?
Like, we're going to be like, oi, come over here, KPP, and then you're going to be like, oi,
I don't mind if Sebo comes with me. We could all go down together as a threesome and play a bit of pool and drink some fucking
But also, we've
and
been, like,
time.
Multiple events, you know, even up at Shorty's where you're talking to someone over there, yeah. I'm talking to someone over there. KPP can float in between.
Yeah, he can. Like, we can work between.
We
us.
Can. Yeah, we can play. Three. We'll find another random. Maybe Ponga to do 2v2 and pull.
My only concern is like I hope and pray that KPP is a big Greek mythology guy,
like
ancient wars. You know what I mean? Like if he's into that shit, if he likes getting bailed up in a pokey.
Mate, he's been. Yeah. He's from fucking Europe. Like that would have been high school. He would have learned all that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
he's good. He's
good. He needs to be a fan of Greek mythology and not getting a word in. So if he likes that. And you'll have a great time with both.
That's
of
the other thing that scares me with KPP. This is proper English rugby league conditions.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect for him.
It's a great point. It's a great right. point. Jesus. Thank God you're off him. Lippy, Slade, the shit one. Overs 39.5. Ponga ATS, Ravalawa. ATS 625.
I thought about going Ravalawa. I don't think I've ever wrangled a Ravalawa. He always does seem always to fucking me. Score.
He does score, but he's like, he's impossible.
Over 40.
To you know what I mean? He's like a.
Over 40 in the wet season.
Over 40 is huge.
It's like he's not as hard to, as to wrangle as a Stags. You have to go into the bush to get a Stags. But it's like it's just trying to, you know, capture a budgie that hasn't had its wings clipped. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
a flying bird.
Like, it's just a flying bird. It's not going to soar the skies, but you're like, I need to get it back in the cage.
You've got to sneak up on it.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard. I mean, I'm not the best budgie operator, so.
No, you're not.
Yep.
Nor am I.
Oh, I don't like three legs for 625 in the condition.
Let's move on. Bunnies Warriors at a core stadium. My goodness, a core fucking stadium. 210 for the Rabbitohs. The Warriors faves $1.73. The line, a very fucking stay away from me, two rugby league points. And the total, 41.5, rando. More wet.
26 degrees. 50% chance of rain at kickoff, but there'll be 20 to 40 millimetres in the morning, so it will be still wet on
26
that
and field. Wet. So is that going to be like humid?
Humid, wet? Yeah, it'd be disgusting.
Slippery.
The Warriors, they've struggled in this head-to-head fixture, winning only one of their last 15 games against the Rabbitohs. They've also only won three of their last 14 day games in Sydney. For try scorers, the weak link in the Wires side is Rocco Berry. He's conceded three tries this year. The Bunnies, of course, left dominant, scoring 41% of their tries down that left edge, with the left center scoring the most. With four tries, so I do like Jackie Boy Whiten. He's also scored in his last two games against the Waz.
Mm. Fucking hell.
Mm.
This is a tough game. I've just got to go with my gut, and my gut tells me the Rabbitohs stink. That's what it tells me. I've not liked what they've dished up for the last 6 months, including last year. It's been pretty fucking ordinary. And the fact that they get a very unconvincing win against the Bulldogs last week, and what, they're fucking favourites now? Just about? I don't know about that. Why is that happening? They still don't have a fucking seven. Like, what are we talking
Wiley,
about?
Wily old Neds, I feel.
I don't know about that. I like Warriors -2.5. Give it to me, and I can take it. I like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I know he's moved back to the centres, but again, wet weather football. You know what I mean? Just out the back sort of stuff. Pin it behind the ears and get into it. $4.33. I just can't go the Rabbitohs. I just can't.
I'm gonna take Eddie's bet and I'm gonna raise him a DWZ try scorer here to get 639. So RTS DWZ was -2.5. Chance and Clock started returning to the side this week. That means that the right winger will start to score tries again. Had DWZ for 2+ at the start of the week. Then heard the rain, downgraded him to 1.
Can I just clarify? Have you taken -2.5?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Got to be we've got to be specific here, because if it's 2 points, then we won't know what to do with you.
Sebo, what are you doing? I'm still trying to work out what the fuck I'm doing.
I'm just taking a double ender of like just two guys, like Whiten RTS basically. Whiten's one shining light. RTS, I'm going to be on him all. Like RTS isn't like, I wouldn't consider him a hot boy. I'd consider him like even a tier above it, just like a man. Like, you know how guys, when you look at like movie stars, back in the 90s, they looked like men. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Bruce Willis and shit.
Yeah, now you don't get anyone looking even close to
that. Well, because like chest hair doesn't seem to be cool anymore in the fucking cinemas.
But there's no one built like those guys. No, like Pierce Brosnan, bullshit. Bruce. Like,
think about fucking, who was the latest Bond? What's his name? Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
He was smooth as a baby.
He was hot as shit. But when he walked out of the water in those little blue shorts, it was like, that's Veet Moose City, right?
Yeah.
Like, whereas you look at the old Pierce Brosnan, man, you could lose like a fucking light aircraft in his chest hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, and you'd be happy to lose one.
Fucking oath you would. You'd like to go missing in there if you could.
So these got like, also, RTS reminds me of just like above a hot boy and Whiten as well. Like, they're just, I reckon they're two guys, if you said try punch their arm as hard as you can and they won't feel it, they're the guys I'd pick. You know what I mean? Like, they're just something about them.
Yeah. Punch their arm there.
I'll try. I'll try hurt them, but I won't be able to succeed. 782. They're marking up against each other as well, I think. So, makes for good viewing.
I don't mind that. I don't mind the old Whiten RTS. Fuck, I was just listening to Rando trying to move and shake and move things around to the point where, and I just want you to know I'm not doing this, but I considered going Jacob Host anytime just to give you an idea of how confused I am this week. It's marked, you can see it right there, 540 Jacob Host. That's probably a breadcrumb now that I say it. Fucking hell.
Back yourself. This is Richie Kenner vibes.
Back yourself.
Jay Host.
Jacob Host.
Have to.
Fuck Hosty. It. You got it. I do have to now. I was going to go Keon, but...
Jay Host.
Hosty. Fuck it. Fuck you all.
Milestone week for Jay Host as well. 50th game for the South.
That's not good for me, dude. No one ever fucking does well in their milestone games. Fuck it. I'm actually going 2 tries. Anyway, I won't.
Yeah, I mean, now you said it, you have to.
Fuck, what's he paying for
Hosty
2?
Hosty 2 plus.
What's Hosty huge. 2 plus paying? That would be fucking horny. Jacob Host 2 plus $51. Fucking give it to me. Two plus, he's the starting back rower, isn't he? Let's just check that.
Yeah. Which side's he playing on?
He's playing on the fucking...
He's playing on the left.
I keep switching
he's playing
him
playing on the left.
Yeah. They put Keon back to the right.
That's actually not the worst.
It's not great. You're dangerously close to going a Host triple, I feel.
No. I didn't say that. Don't you put that on me, you son of a bitch.
A Host Hattie does have a nice ring to it.
Well, you can get... That's a breadcrumb for someone at home. I'm not doing that. $51 for Jacob Host 2 plus. That's the... That might be the dumbest bet I've ever done in my life. But I like it. I'm actually into it now. 51 for 2 plus. He's a fucking back rower. Starting on the fucking Warriors weak side.
Yeah, but he's not like he's not like David Fafita.
Well, he's probably
you know
never
what
scored
I mean?
2 tries in his life.
He scored 5 tries for Souths in 49 games.
Jay Host.
Get
on him.
Lippy.
He Bunnies does average 80 minutes, to be fair, so he's got a good shot.
Okay, I like it.
Bunnies plus 2.5. Latrell for the Lippy, 404.
Just a...
I've got to be honest with you. I don't like what I see out of Slade.
No.
It's just, it's very...
You see a guy called with a Slade in his name, you just immediately are intimidated because you have to be. But then when you get through the show and you see his bets, you're like, oh, I got nothing to worry about. This guy's fucking, he's a dead shit. Respectfully, of course, he's the beat of Slade. The next game. Match of the round, Seagulls, Panthers, Brookie, $2.35 for Manly, $1.64 the Panthers. The line, 3.5, total 39.5. Rando, give me some good stats.
I really have looked so hard for a good stat here for Manly. I just can't find one single one here. They've lost their last 8 against Penrith, lost 9 of their last 12 as the underdog, lost 6 of their last 8 at Brookie on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. It's all pointing to the Panthers, unfortunately, here. For try scorers, still pointing the Penrith's way. The right edge has scored 67% of the Panthers' tries this season. Manly's left side has conceded 52% of their tries. The Panthers' right centre has scored 5 tries against Manly as well in the last 3 games. So Isaac Tungle looks good here for a meaty.
Okay.
Smell that?
Yeah. What's that, mate?
Jacob Host double.
That is it.
It's redemption.
Oh, is it redemption?
It's redemption time.
Sounds like a sinus infection.
It's redemption. Listen, all those stats point to one thing, redemption. What happened last week against the fucking Dragons? Worst performance I've ever seen. What's this week mean? Redemption. The righting of wrongs, punters and dribblers. The righting of wrongs. Manly go into this game underdogs, up against it. Everyone doubting it. Everyone hating them. Rando over there going, can't find one single positive stat. Is that right, is it, mate? How hard you look? Okay?
Deep.
Everyone Too is deep. Shitting on Manly, and that's where we like to play our football. We don't like being heavy favourites going up against the Dragons on an Easter Saturday. We hate that. We like, in the wet, to be at home against the Panthers, the reigning champs, 3 on the fucking trot, with our backs against the wall, having been spanked last week. That's what we like. We go in this week and we get 13 fucking plus against the bloody premiers. That's what we do. 13 plus. Who fucked up last week? 5 times. 5 unforced errors or errors generally. Turbo. He doesn't do that 2 weeks in a row. He goes out and scores a double. Who else had a bit of a shocker? Jackson Bolo. He had made two errors. He goes out there, rights horrible wrongs. You get $51.09, and I'm tripling it. There you go. Redemption bet.
I will say the tripling of it is performative because your odds are so high that it doesn't really make a difference. That's performative tripling for... Listen, I get it, but that's
Is it performative?
It's performative.
Yeah.
Well, because it's not going to fucking make
it. But if it gets up, right, then I get three times.
Well, no, of course.
Yeah, but, so you don't understand how that works.
But it's performative.
No, it's actually smart. It's actually smart, though.
Well, no, it's smart if it gets up.
Yes.
But you're just kind of putting...
But I don't risk anything.
$51.
But you don't risk anything. Yeah, so why wouldn't you do it?
Because... It's well, not performative. No,
you don't
not do it.
You don't get math.
No, I'm saying, why wouldn't you do it?
You don't get math.
I'm saying, why wouldn't you do it?
You don't get strategy. You don't get strategy.
You even said about strategy. You said the exact same thing about Seba the other day. You go, mate, his triple doesn't mean
shit. On his $4. On his $4.
No, he goes. His triple doesn't mean shit because the odds are so high. Like he was saying that on one of them.
It's not a risk.
Yeah. But if you tripled your Olin bet,
it doesn't mean
if you
shit.
Tripled your Olin bet, you'd be at the top of the leaderboard, and you would have sacrificed an extra $250.
Yeah, and you would have actually, and you would have given up. No, but you don't get that.
No, I do.
But you don't get it.
But it's performative in your bet.
It's not performative.
It's performative.
If I've got a $50 odds from here on out, it will be tripled.
Yes,
because it's smart.
When have you hit a $51 bet?
You don't risk anything.
Of course not.
Exactly. So it's not performative. Well, it's smart. You don't get it. You're a fucking...
You're a showman.
You're an idiot.
You're a showman.
Yes, I'm a showman.
Exactly.
Of course I'm a showman, but
you're
I'm also
showman,
a smart.
No, you're
an idiot.
You're a showman.
You are a dumb cunt.
You're a showman.
You have always been a thick brick.
You are a showman.
You don't know how to count.
You're a showman.
You're a fucking thicky, mate.
You're a showman.
You're a dumb cunt.
Come on, Dan.
You are the dumbest cunt I've ever met. You don't understand math. You don't know how to count.
You're a showman.
You don't know how to count.
It's not about counting.
Mate, the amount of fucking stories I can tell about you and numbers.
Well, my numbers are awful, dude. But showman you are. Now, you want to talk about showman.
Dumb cunt. What's your bet?
Showman. Calm down here. Calm down.
So I'll tell you why you're a dumb cunt. Because you haven't tripled yours. Because you're a dumb cunt.
Well, listen. I mean, it doesn't make me a dumb cunt. It makes me just...
A dumb cunt.
I'm not a showman. I'm not showman.
Makes you a stupid cunt that doesn't understand odds.
Turbo, Taruva, May. This is just a double ender. I can't obviously bet on the result here because I'm terrified going up against the Panthers. 55-64.
55.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. No one gives a shit about that, bet.
Oh, fucking hell. Bro?
All right. I'm going to take Taruva as anytime try score. He just seems to cross every week at the moment. I'm going to go Panthers to win 13+, but I think it'll be a pretty low scoring game. I think Panthers win this one like 22-4 or something along those lines. So Panthers 13+, under 39.5, $13.81 for me.
Listen, I'm going to have to disagree with you, mate, but that's all right.
Seba?
Yeah, look, I'm going Taruva as well. Like Taruva and...
What's he paying any time?
It's like two something, $2.20 close.
Jeez, you still get a price for Taruva.
I know.
Everyone else that's like scored one try, she's like $1.80.
Would you say it's pretty juicy? $2.20?
Well, it's certainly better than $1.80, whatever the fuck you
It's juicy for a winger in an elite side.
A leading try scorer. Yeah.
Where are we here? Any time, is there actually value in this game?
If you're on Manly. Been on this one...
Taruva's $1.95. I know Tyler.
But this seems like it should be the easiest bet. Taruva, Panthers only to score 20+, $4.70. I feel both of these legs have been banging week on week. I just haven't put them together. Finally put them together, learning how to fucking bang a $4.70. And you know what? I'm going to double it. And it is going to mean something. $4.70 bet, double.
That means something.
I just feel that I've been...
Triple?
No, double, yeah. Just two.
One star, two stars, double one.
Yeah, two star for a double. I've just got to do it because it's just, if this bet doesn't come off, I'm happily not going to do it ever again, but I just feel it's been staring me in the fucking face all week.
Lippy, Turbo anytime, Edwards anytime, $8.01.
All fucking righty then. Where are we? We are at the Fish v Tigers Suncorp Stadium. $1.57, Fish, $2.40, the Tigers. 4.5 is the line, 42.5 total points. Rando.
23 degrees, 60% chance of rain during the game there in Brisbane, 10 to 20 millimetres expected. Now, the Tigers are looking for three straight wins for the first time since 2018.
Jesus
they
Christ.
Have won six of their last nine Saturday games against Queensland opposition. The Tigers have covered in four of their last five games as the underdog in the wet. They've also won three of their last five games against Queensland teams in the wet. So the Tigers looking good there, even if you just want them to cover that line. The Finns, they've leaked five tries to right side attackers. The Tigers, they've scored 30% of their tries on their right side. Now, they hate hitting the right edge. Usually it's Appy coming out of dummy half and hitting someone short. That person, I feel, could be Isaiah Papali'i. IPAP, he has scored four tries in his last four games at Suncorp Stadium. He's also paying a juicy $5.80.
Nice.
That's all
I
right.
I like your stats because I went back and had a little gander at the last time the Tigers won three in a row. It was in 2018. Guess what happened the week before in the second week of that run? They won by a point. What happened last week? Win by a point. The next week, the third week, they won by 13 plus.
There you go.
So I'm taking Tigers 13 plus at $6.
Also I beat like Parramatta that. In that three game
win
run.
I did. So Tigers 13 plus $6. Thank you.
All righty. I'm keeping it simple. Obviously, Juzzy Olam does it for me. I go back to Juzzy and I keep him deep, deep inside of my mouth. I then chuck in a hammer anytime at $2. Hammer $2. Thank you very much. Not picking a result because can you trust Tigers to go three on the trot? No, you can't, but they could. I also don't trust the fish. $6.07. I like it.
I don't mind that.
Seba.
Yeah, I'm also taking a $6 bet as well, but it's just JMK to score. I saw that. I was just scrolling down the anytime try scores. I'm like, why is he $6? I had to go check if he's like not starting. He's starting. I don't think there's a hooker even on the bench. He's going to play 80 minutes probably. Scored a couple this year. Oh, he's scored once.
We were all on him last week. I don't know if that works or against us or against you or for you that he fucked us.
We've chased blokes this year and it hasn't come off.
It's $6.
No, it's I like the odds.
$6 is good. Like I'm pretty sure
$6 is pretty punchy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what's his face? The GOAT, Marky Nichols, is the try scorer after him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I just think that's a misprice. So I'll take it.
Nichols is equal with Jeremy Marshall King. It's
but he trucks nut though.
I'm saying Marky Nichols is short. I mean, not short enough.
Yeah, he's long.
Yeah. JMK averages five runs a game too, so it's a very short window.
Right.
Five runs a game. That's not much.
He scored a bit last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he picks his moments well, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's a moment picker.
He's a moment picker.
Reckon he's picking his moments. Pick
well. Well, he must pick his moments if he's a moment picker.
All right, who's up? Is everyone gone?
I have got JMK. I'm going to run it back with Sebo. Bit of a numbers guy at times. Jeremy Marshall King playing against the Tigers here. The Tigers are coached by his actual older brother, Benji Marshall. Benji famous for wearing the number 6. I thought there was a bit of omenry in that, which I like.
Okay.
JMK, I just think Hamisa at $2 is too much. So $12.05 for JMK and Hamisa.
Nice.
Lovely.
Lippy, Asako, two or more tries, $5.40.
All right.
Quiet this year.
A little bit quiet. You know what? I was sitting with Timmy Williams this morning to Beers and Break Evans, and he said to me, do you reckon Osaka's been quiet? I go, yeah, he has. He's averaging 77 in Supercoach.
Had a ripper of a game last week.
Yeah.
Just not fucking pounding that try line.
Yeah, but he's getting tackle breaks all over the place. And
just not pounding that line.
Yeah. It's Herbie Farnworth on the right side. That's why he's
Herbie
scoring.
Never passes the
he
fucking
ball. He
never
passes the
ball. Yeah, there you go. But I mean, he saved my life with that, actually, probably. Next up, have Cowboys Titans Country Bank Stadium. $1.13 for the Cows, $6.20 for the Titans. Embarrassing. 17.5 embarrassing points is the line. 47.5 is the total.
It's going to be humid, 29 degrees there in Townsville. 29% chance of rain, 1 to 5 millimetres expected, but that's just enough for it to be absolutely dewy. The Cowboys, they've won 10 of their last 11 against the Titans in Townsville. They've also covered the line as favourite against the Titans in Townsville in 6 of their last 6 games. So there's no Cowboys players here worth the value for try scorers. So I'm looking at the Titans. The Titans, they've scored 67% of their tries down their left side. All those tries have been through grubbers. The Cowboys have conceded 4 tries, 2 grubbers on their right side defense. So that's a perfect matchup for a little kick, little jink behind the defensive line. Brian Kelly is playing game 150. He's at left center, so he could be an omen bet. If not, Harley Smith Shields at $3.25 is great value on the left wing there.
Every time I hear Harley Smith Shields, I almost am guaranteed he plays AFL. I don't know what the fuck. He's an AFL player.
Yeah, that name, like, even though it's double-barreled and stands out, it just goes over my head. I just come circling back to someone like Val Holmes. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a name.
Yeah, Harley Smith Shields, dude. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What are you betting, Sebo?
I'm just going Val 2+. As I said, his handicap's dropping. He's on fire. He seems to be confident. And he's got a fucking good name. $8 because you have to go with 2+ here because everyone's like $1.90. I bet the Titans come out and just fuck everyone, but
that's the problem, isn't it? Like, the Titans could fuck everyone here just with some limp dick performance. But I also am like, I'm not fucking running that risk. This is a bit of a fill your boots game. I know we had one of those a while, like a couple of weeks ago. You thought it was a fill your boots game. It was the Tigers. They fucked it. They fucked you. Actually, I think they fucked us all. I think we all tried to fill our boots.
Sharks versus Tigers.
Tigers, Sharks, yeah. This is a bit fill your bootsy though, isn't it? They sucked last week. They sucked the week before, and I'm pretty sure they might have had a bye actually. They probably still sucked then. I'm going felt hat again, $19. Like, no, they don't go to felt at all, but fuck it. I want to hit a felt hat bet. And if you're going to hit a felt hat bet, it's going to be against the fucking Titans. So fuck it. I'm in.
Yeah, they're just not going to him, though.
I know, but I'm like, they're never going to go to him. So I got to take the opportunity when it's like, if this is boot filling season, you got to try and fill your boots with a felt hat. Like, that's the only time you're going to get it. Yeah. It's almost like you got to line it up like with when the planets are all perfectly aligned. This is as close as I'll ever fucking get.
I'm gonna follow you on the felty. It's his time. And if they don't go this side this week, then that's over forever. You know? one last hurrah.
Never again.
One last hurrah with Kyle Felt. I've got Felt 2+ into Nanai, however you pronounce it, 999.
You really are going right-hand side.
I'm going right. Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Yeah. I'm going to die on this hill. If they don't go that way, then it's all over.
Nanai has scored, though. So they do go.
Yeah. Oh, they go there. But
sort of
just
right. Half right.
It's like you got Dearden, Drinky, and Val going past me the ball. You listen to them over Chad. And felty,
that's
what the problem is.
Is you've got to we need fucking Dearden just playing the all over the field, both sides of the ball, whatever the fuck you call it, both sides of the field.
Boys, I'm going to double stake for the first time this year. I'm going to take Val Holmes at $2.35. After watching Eddie triple stake that 50-1, I feel like I'm missing something with the staking. Got a bit to learn, I think. But, you got to be nervous
considering you. Yeah.
That's I'm taking right, it now.
Well, listen.
Eddie staked a $51, dude. You're doing $2.35 here. This could fuck you in the mouth.
So you're taking, that's risky.
It's already done. So
but it's
already
done. It's an easy leg. You know what I mean?
It's a very good, it's a good shout.
Like a Val Holmes versus
the
Titans.
Typically if you're going to go short, that you got to try and make it worth your while, which means that you'll double or triple it. But if it doesn't hit,
it hurts.
Titans the other week, it hurts because otherwise 235 just you only get 2.5 units if it gets up, something like that. So it's not really.
I've never wanted someone to go down with a very like just non-event injury that just rules him out for like the second half of the game. He's back next week and goes on to like finish his career like strong and win premierships and shit. But like for him to just be injured for this game, that would be fantastic. Cramp maybe. Just cramp won't stop.
Well, he's got to take the field though.
Him on the field and then he has just some out of the blue cramp. Maybe the diarrhea. He shits himself. It's a biohazard. They got to get him off, but he's fine next week.
Lippy Titans +7.5, JoJo Fifita and Felt $8.17. Jeez. The Felt going on, which I don't like.
He'll score 3.
Yeah.
Cunnell score 3 for sure. Last game of the round, we have got the Raiders and the Eels at GIO. That stinky shithole at the tip. $1.82 for the Raiders, $2 for the Eels, 1.5 points is the line, 42.5 total. Rando. That's a perfect week for me, by the way, not forgetting Rando. Not a big deal.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thanks, 19 degrees, dry for kickoff. There is a little bit of light rain in the morning, but shouldn't be too much of an effect here. Now, the Eels, they have a hoodoo at GIO Stadium. They've only won 3 of their 17 games there since 2001. The Raiders, they love the Sunday 6 p.m. fixture, winning their last 7 games on that time slot. For try scorers, it is the right edge that is the concern for the Raiders at the moment. Mike Acevo, he scored in 4 of his last 5 games against the Raiders, scored in his last 2 at GIO. Now with Blaze Talungi on that left side, they still kept smashing it that way with Clint Gutherson swinging around. So I reckon they try and find Acevo again for that at $2.05. It's not much, but for Acevo, you take that.
How wet is it going to be, did
you say? Not that wet, not that wet.
Dill stayed on the left, did he?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Stayed left, yeah.
Okay.
Don't interesting.
Mind don't mind it.
Mm. I really don't know what the fuck's going on in this game. I've got to be honest with you. But I just, my vibe, and this is vibe and vibe only, punters and dribblers, is this game goes unders. So I'm going Huddy and unders. I haven't been on Huddy this year. He was banging the fucking door down for me last year. So Huddy and unders, 6:31.
I just don't know, like, the Eels, is Moses literally the absolute key to them doing anything good? Like, maybe he is. Maybe, but, like, everyone's like, Dylan.
He's pretty good.
He's good, but everyone's like, Dylan Brown. Like,
Dylan Brown's only won 2 of his last 8 games without Moses. Like,
so is Dylan Brown either the most overrated player of all time, or is Mitchell Moses, like, underrated? I don't know which one it is. So, I hope the Eels aren't shit, though. But I don't know what to do here, because then the Raiders were shit last week. So you're just sort of fucking, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Fuck everything. I'm going for a name bet. And these are 2 of the most rugby league names of all time. Blaze, B-L-A-I-Z-E, and J'Main. Jermaine and Blaze anytime, and you get a fucking red hot price, as you should for names like that. $30.16.
Oh, it's Old Testament. Jesus Christ. Let's go through Tommy this week, should we? 13.85, 28.30, 29.62, $51, 54.60, 55.64, 6.07, which is surprising. Well, $19, $30.16.
Now, let's just. That's Old Testament. Now, if you look at it here, Crichton and Kickow at 28.30, you look at that and you go, shit, that's a good price, even though it's probably not going to happen.
I'm not saying anything, then I'm just saying it's Old Testament.
Then you go, but there's Old Testament where I like my Manly bet where there's like 4 legs, $55. But these ones I'm like, I don't know how Jack Bird and Tyson Frisell gets you $29 or Crichton and Kickow gets you $28. Even fucking the name bet seems like it's overs. Blaze and Jermaine, $30. Now, it's probably because it's unlikely to happen. But fucking hell, dude. You only need 2 try scorers who can score tries.
No, I'll give you that. For 2 guys, it's
pretty good. You're getting good prices for 2 blokes.
That's a little, it's a mixture of Old Testament with like some wily, new age, like investigative journalist shit. Where I've uncovered some value here. Like that's, you know.
The odds are so good, it's almost like you've left a SIBO in somewhere.
I know, dude, but I've checked these motherfuckers. And obviously I will encourage someone to check my working because, you know, I don't want to be fucking hoodwinking, but I think I've just fucking nailed it. That's the real concern.
Boys, I'm going to copy and paste my first bet of the season. I'm going to take Eddie's bet here, Huddy, into unders. I absolutely hated my bet that I had for about $4, I think it was. I just feel like I get to the end of every weekend and I look back at the results and I always look at Eddie's and go, fuck, he did all right again. I'm going to pretend he's not here because I refuse to compliment him.
Thanks,
but yeah, you're gobbling him now.
Yeah, well,
you got a few dicks in your mouth this week.
So, yeah, Huddy into under 6:31 for me.
That's smart.
I like Hudson Young running at Young Blaze.
We like that. Lippy, have you gone, Sebo?
Nah, but I might just go down with the ship as well. You know what I mean? Come and either stink it up or join the glory and do a Control-C, Control-V.
There we go.
Lippy, savvy.
Thought you might have been copying the Blaze Jermaine one. That's all right. That's all right. Shocked.
Savage, Brown, points total even, so no field goals. $11.13 for the Lippy. That is the final game of the round. Tom, we move on.
We do. We scoop units. We change our lives. We get ourselves back in the green so that we don't look like a bunch of fucking losers. I've just gone with 5 winners. I don't like it, but fuck it. Broncos to beat the Storm, which they haven't done apparently for a million years down in Melbourne. Roosters to win. Dragons to beat the Knights. Bunnies to win. Cows to win 25-10.
Yeah, it's... If it comes off, I'll give you... Yeah.
If it comes off, then yeah. Like, that's like... I mean, if my fucking... Yeah. Yeah. Blaze bet comes up.
But I prefer your Blaze bet than that bet.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, I get that. But I just am... The Broncos looked all right last week. Was it last week?
Yeah. They get pounded by Penrith.
No, they last pounded. Week or the week they did the pounding.
They will look good. The Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys. Yeah.
I'm going to go Storm because of the record, Dogs because of the wet, Tigers because of my pattern, and Raiders because they're at home against a Moses-less Eels, 23-25.
Dogs over the Roosters is like, I mean, I know that, like, are the Dogs gonna beat them, or is it just like
if it's pouring rain, it's gonna be like anything could happen? Yeah. Give me the 380.
Yeah, look, I actually like my unit scooper this week because I've got Taruva and DWZ in there, should hopefully bang as they normally do. Pap, I forget what everyone said about him earlier on, but we all liked him. But then you just throw in a Gussie C for the Roosters, he's playing like 450. So you get three guys who are pretty much not certain scorers, but they one in every two times they go over. Throw in a Gussie C, you get 37-67.
Don't hate that, mate. I really don't hate it.
Not bad, Sebo.
Looks okay.
For four.
No, yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's all right.
For four, that's fucking good.
Yeah, it's
but he's got like Taruva in there who's just been hitting big time. DWZ's always lurking about. Paps in fine rugby.
That's a good
form.
Bet, yeah, though. I like
just
that.
A bit of wet weather.
It's basically basically an Angus C.
Yeah. That's it. And wet who weather, he's a good line runner. You know, that's all you needed on the wet weather, just close the line on a good angle.
Now, Angus Crichton, dear friend of the show, he put up a post, I believe, and it was around trusting the cookie. It might just be worth getting up. It may just be worth getting up.
Yeah, I didn't. Just, I did see that. Obviously,
the cookie is
it
right.
It seems like a personal inside joke or an inside, you know, cookie. I don't know. Cookie. Is.
Keep on going. Never give up. You know, he's had an like he had his troubles last year.
Cookie's
he's back.
Also what you call.
I call my Mrs. Cookie as well. So that's
and he's come back this year after you know some troubles last year. He's in the starting side this week. He just kept going, and now he may have arrived.
Yep,
that's all I'm saying.
No, I love those vibes because, you know, just sometimes you try to pretend every time you can get up for something. For me, for go game of golf, sometimes on the way there, I'm like, I feel fucking great and I'm going to go well. And sometimes it works. So if he's got on that sort of train of thought where he's going, this is going to be my time, my comeback, I'm loving it. Cookie, Millie's called Cookie, 37-67. Could this be? I mean, this is not an immortal bet by any sense, but four try scorers. Just go into my profile. You'll find it there.
Well, Roo?
Just on that Angus Crichton carousel that he put up last night, there was one image that he put up that had a rooster with the head of Siwa Wong on it. After Angus took his spot on the side, I felt like that was a bit of a personal attack on me, personally. I didn't enjoy it.
Shit.
Thought it was really uncalled for. Still sitting on my draft bench, which is okay. Not ideal.
No, that's not ideal.
Is he?
Ideal.
Yeah, a bit of a
dick
actually,
play by I think he's still in with mine. That wouldn't shock you, though.
That doesn't shock me.
He might have actually started for
that's,
me.
That's
it's actually shocked to hear you launch an attack on Harley Smith-Shields before. He was one of your first picked in.
Yeah, I know. I know, because I picked him, and I was like, who the fuck's this guy? He's cheap as shit. And then I was like, I swear he played for like the Gold Coast Suns or something.
I don't think you have anyone on your bench who actually plays, though, do you?
No, I got a couple, but I don't pick them. That's my only problem. I almost won last week, dude. I was like 3 points away from beating like Maddie the water boy, which fucking pissed me off.
All right, I'm going with a couple of try scorers, Taruva Holmes, Drinky, DWZ, Tupu, and I've got the Raiders Eels game going under 42, 85, 77 for me.
Not bad. Really not that bad. That's a good one.
Interesting.
85, 77 for the Roo. All right, and then our Lippy, the Beta Slade, Cobbo, Tupo, DWZ, To'o, Hammer, 60. I donate that either. 63.54.
Interesting.
That's very not bad. Interesting. That we don't want that to get up. We do not want that to get up. That'll be real tough stuff. All right, let's do hot seat. Okay, hot seat time. Hot seat time, and it is feeling hot. It's been a hot show in Copenhagen. It's been a hot day, a hot show, hot seat. Getting yelled at, getting screamed at, bad mood sort of stuff. Imagine if I brought up that he sneaks off to get laser back hair surgery every other week, how angry that would have got him. But I won't. I'm going Murray Taulagi anytime. There's a lot of try scorers here in this game. $1.94. The limit's $1.90. So I'm just trying to keep myself in this fucking seat until $1,000 due time. That's all we can hope for. All right, that's it, punters. Thanks for tuning in once again. Thank you to Neds once again. I don't think there's anything else I'm forgetting. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.